Abigail. David and his men lived in the same area as a rich herdsman named Nabal, a descendant of Caleb. He was known to be mean and harsh, but he had a beautiful wife who was much more practical in how she dealt with others. Her name was Abigail. Having David's army in the area was a great advantage to Nabal because foreign raiders didn't come and steal from his herds. Still, Nabal didn't invite David and his men to his annual sheep shearing feast. So David sent 10 young men with a message. "Peace to you and yours. I respect you as my own father. Your shepherds will tell you how we have protected your flocks for the entire time we have lived in this area. Instead of us coming to your feast, please send some food and provisions with these young men." Nabal said, I don't know David, and I'm definitely not his father. Slaves are always running away from their masters. Tell him to go back where he came from. I'm not going to take food away from my servants and give it to strangers." The young men went back and told David everything that was said. David said to his men, "Put on your swords. I protected this man's goods, and he repays me with insults. Not one man in his camp will be alive in the morning." Meanwhile, one of Nabal's servants went and told Abigail what was said and done. He said, "David's men were a wall for us while we were out in the fields. He protected us night and day. We didn't lose one animal during this time. Yet your husband insulted them and refused to help them. Oh, you must think of something, because your husband has offended an army that can kill all of us." Without telling her husband, Abigail gathered provisions for David's men. She got 700 loaves of bread, 2 wineskins, 5 butchered sheep, a bushel of roasted grain, 100 clusters of raisins, and 200 cakes of pressed figs. She put all these things on some donkeys and headed down the road. As she rounded the corner, she saw David's men coming towards her. She got off the donkey and ran to him. She knelt down with her face to the ground and said, "It's my fault your men were insulted. I would have treated them well if I had known they were coming. Oh, forgive my husband. His name means fool, and that's how he acts. Please, accept these gifts of food. It's the Lord who kept you from getting revenge today. He has always fought your battles for you, and he always will. When he makes you king, you'll want a clear conscience about this day." David said, "It was God who sent you here today. Your wisdom has kept me from shedding blood and taking revenge on a man who offended me. If you hadn't come, every male in your camp would have died." He then accepted Abigail's gifts. She went back home to find Naboth feasting like a king. She didn't tell him what happened. He got drunk and fell asleep. In the morning, she waited until he was sober and then told him what she did the day before. He immediately had a heart attack and lay in a coma for 10 days. And then the Lord killed him. David heard about his death and said, "Oh, praise the Lord. God kept me from doing evil and punishing Naboth for the evil he did." David then sent a message to Abigail asking if she would become his wife. She agreed and went to him. Meanwhile, Saul gave his daughter Michal to become the wife of another man.